You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
I'm really delighted to have on the line our Mayor of the Hills, Dr. Michelle Byrne, who is the ever ready, never stops, does so much for people in and between communities. It's a real delight to have you on the line, Dr. Michelle Byrne. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Now, as Jim says, oh, sorry, Jim, but...
Yeah, no, please, please.
As Jim says, you are the ever-ready bunny, so to say. And I must say, we're talking about the sleep out later, but I was looking at some photos, and one year there was this big white bunny in the picture of you and Jim. Very, very cute.
That's true.
That's right. But first up...
I love looking at those old photos.
Yeah, that was beautiful. But first up, we want to talk about another campaign that you've been doing while busy with many things as you do, and that's the Keep Connected campaign, which is so vital and so important in this time of being apart with COVID lockdowns and everything. Can you share us what your aim is and tell us all about this fantastic campaign?
Oh, of course. I think, you know, lockdown is unpleasant. I think, you know, we're all suffering. It's hard on the entire community. We're missing our friends. We're missing our families. I certainly am. We're missing moving around the community and doing what we would normally do. And essentially our lives have been turned upside down because of COVID-19. But I think that's taking a real toll on the community. I think people are starting to feel more negative. They're starting to feel down. So I wanted to find a way to try and boost morale and for people to feel more positive about life and the fact that we are actually going to get through this. It's unpleasant now, but we will get there. And what I really wanted to do was to try and connect people and to try and keep the community connected as best as possible. And I think that's probably good for all of us, really. It's good for our community spirit. It's good for our morale as well. So we've established the Keep Connected campaign. And what we're trying to do is we're encouraging residents and community groups to take photos of themselves with a message that they would like to share with the community, written on a bit of paper or a small whiteboard or whatever it is, and then send that photo into council that we can then use on social media, obviously, to encourage other residents within our community. And obviously we also want to make a video out of it as well and just try and boost morale and bring a spark of joy to everyone's a day. As part of that campaign as well, we've got a few online programs running as well. So we've got kids cooking lessons. We've got jam making for those who are into jam making, composting, some environmental workshops, so gardening in small spaces because that's pretty good for your mental health as well, and artisan bread making, and encouraging residents to get involved in those online workshops and just have a bit of fun. And it's something to do during lockdown. It's always a good time to learn a new skill, although I'm not really sure that you'll ever be able to teach me to cook. I think it's probably too late for that now. But that's what we're trying to do. And it's just, I think it's just a fun little campaign that really brings people together. And already we've got quite a few messages being sent in, messages of hope. You probably noticed on my Facebook today there's a couple of really, really cute kids with a little sign encouraging everyone to be strong. So it's just a bit of fun, really, and just creating a bit of joy and a bit of happiness in what is a very difficult period for the entire community.
Looking at it, Mayor, you have such a love for your community. You seem to never stop trying to do things to make people's lives a better place. And I want to congratulate you both, Darren and I, for doing these things. Unfortunately, there's probably been some times that you've had people talk to you. Have you had people talk to you about, you know, the sadness and the non-connectivity, if you like, at the moment?
Absolutely. I think there's you're right, Jimmy, there is. There's a lot of people within this community that are isolated. There's a lot of people that live alone. Obviously, they're restricted to staying at home. They're working at home, so they're at home 24/7, and they don't have that face-to-face interaction with other people. And I think as humans, I think we were built to connect with each other. We weren't built to live in isolation, if that makes sense. So there's lots of people that have been reaching out to me because, I mean, what do you do in these situations? You call up the mayor, don't you? And just having a chat to me. So I'm talking to all sorts of people right across the community and not even about local government matters. But a lot of people just want somebody to talk to. And I think that's part of the campaign as well, is just encouraging people to keep connected, but to reach out to those around them as well. To reach out to those who are by themselves or living alone, reach out to our young people. And even just a phone call or a text or a Facebook message just saying, hey, how are you going? I think sometimes those words are quite powerful. Are you okay?
And I've got to agree with you, because both Darren and I have interviewed a number of people involved in the mental illness environment and suicide and different things, and it just breaks our heart. And to hear people that the things that we're talking about now are real, they're not just, you know, things that you just talk about for the sake of it, but you're dealing with people's lives.
100%. I think, you know, the government's doing a great job managing COVID. COVID kills, but so does mental illness, unfortunately, and there is a huge impact. I think I'm noticing it more this time around than last year. Mm. I think maybe because this lockdown feels a lot harsher than last year. You know, got more restrictions in there. Maybe last year was a bit of a novelty as well. We've never been through a pandemic, but this year we know what exactly that means, and just that separation. So there's a real impact on the community, and of course, unfortunately, suicide is up right across the board, across all age groups, particularly in that younger age bracket as well, particularly within our young people, which is actually quite frightening as well, that, you know, people don't see any other option or not, seem to have no hope during this period. So I think there's a big piece that we all need to do within that space. And last week I moved to Merrimina at Council, calling on the government to do more in that mental health space, because we've got a community that's suffering, not just in the hills, but I think right across the country. And I think we have to do something.
Your council colleagues unanimously moved that Merrill Minute. And I think people need to understand the significance of a Merrill Minute, the statue that it has and the focus that it has. So congratulations for taking that stance, Mayor. We really congratulate you on doing that, and also the support bipartisan of all people in the council.
Yeah, definitely. There are some things that are bigger than politics and more important than politics. Mm. And certainly looking after the mental health of your community is definitely one of them.
We thoroughly endorse your ports. We're going to go to a little break, and then we're going to come back and talk about something that took place over the weekend, something that you have been passionate about, that you really have taken a journey since 2014, and that's the Merrill Sleepout. You're on Alive 90.5 with Jim and myself and Darren, because I'm Jim, and it's great to have you on board, Mayor, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're on Alive 90.5 on Spotlight with Darren and Jim, where we bring the stories of the world in which we live to you, our listeners, who we respect and love to spend 2 hours every Wednesday from 10 to 12 telling you what's happening in the world in which we live. We're really delighted to have on the line our Mayor, Dr. Michelle Byrne, who, as I said previously, and Darren and I often talk about the ever-ready battery bunny that never seems to run out of energy, our Mayor, Dr. Michelle Byrne. Mayor, we were talking before about the Connected project that you've now instigated and brought into our community, which is fantastic. We can congratulate you for that. Last week, you brought again to the community the whole winter sleepout, the Merrill winter sleepout. Tell us about that and how that's progressed and what's happened there today, because it truly is a great story.
Thanks, Jimmy, for that one. The Hills Winter Sleepout is an overnight event where we encourage people to give up their nice warm beds and sleep outside, or in this case, sleep in their cars or on a couch. And the idea is to raise awareness about homelessness in the hills, and it's to give people a little bit of an insight in what it could be like to be homeless. And sleeping out is not pleasant at all. And you always feel much, well, even greater for what you've got, for your roof over your head and a bed to sleep in and warm food at night. And the other part of the sleep out, of course, is to raise funds for Hills Community Aid, who work with the homeless and with those close to being homeless right here in the hills. And I think we started this in 2014. Jimmy was involved all the way back then. And we just wanted to raise awareness, because a lot of the time people didn't understand that homelessness is something that happens in the hills. I remember the first time I said it to a few people and they said, "What are you talking about? It's not here. Homelessness is not in the hills. Michelle, you're actually crazy." Well, the truth is I probably am crazy, but I was right. So people think that homelessness When I think of homelessness, they obviously try to picture, you know, men sleeping on the street in tattered clothes and things like that. But there's different forms of homelessness. And in the hills, it tends to be couch surfing. So people have financial pressures, or they've got family violence or some reason why they can't be at home. So they're sleeping on the couches of friends and family, people sleeping in cars. And, of course, women and children escaping domestic violence. And over the years, the event has grown. So I think in 2014, I think there might have been maybe 40 of us, maybe. And it's just built year after year after year. And the last 2 years have been a bit difficult because normally we sleep out at the farm, which is shouldn't be a lot of fun, but it is a lot of fun. But the last 2 years, because of COVID, we've had to do it virtually. So this year was completely virtual. We encourage people to sleep out at home, so sleep in their driveways, in their cars, or on the couch. I slept on the couch. It was very uncomfortable. Or outside in their backyards. And it was a great night, another great night, and it was another well-attended event. And just the generosity of this community, because this year my aim was just to keep some life in the event so next year we can hopefully go back to the farm. But at the moment, we look like we're on track to beat the record for the most amount of money raised ever at a sleepout, which is just incredible effort. And again, it's the generosity of this community.
It truly is. And one of the things that both Joan and I notice, Mayor, is many of the people just have an incredible spirit. They're involved in so many other activities in and around the hills, but they still continue to support where they can your wonderful initiative.
Oh, I think we're just blessed to live in the hills. We're blessed to have a community that really looks after each other and wants to look after each other, and a community that's prepared to put their hands into their own pocket and pull out what money they do have to assist those most in need around them. And it's incredible when you think about it this year, because, you know, you've got businesses who are struggling. You've got people within this community who are struggling financially. Either they've got a reduction in work hours or they've lost their job because of COVID. But here they are. They're still giving as much as they can to help those most in need within this community. It's just incredible, incredible community to be part of.
It truly is. But again, Darren and I speak nearly on a daily basis, and we're never shocked by the incredible involvement of so many people. Madam Mayor, moving aside, how's your daily activities been in terms of COVID? I mean, you would have had a number of people contact you about a variety of things that's concerning them. What are the things that are keeping them up late at night?
Oh, I think twofold. I think there's people in this community who are suffering because they're not being able to see friends and family. So I get a lot of people just calling me, as I said before, just wanting to chat to someone. And I'm always happy to chat, you know, that Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And I think the other side of the coin is you've got people who are in financial stress, severe financial stress. So they reach out to me as well looking for assistance, and I try and do the best that I can within the jurisdiction of local government, obviously. And we're doing things to try and help businesses as well, and to try and help people that and community groups that are renting and leasing our buildings, for example. I think a lot of it's just pointing them in the right direction. And then my admin has actually gone through the roof. So you think the mayor would be less busy because there's no community events. But I think the fact that people are at home, they're noticing more around the community that they feel is not quite right. So yeah, I'm getting lots of requests for further maintenance on parks and for skate parks and for more parks and open space and, you know, trees and potholes and all those wonderful local government issues. So I'm keeping quite busy. And then, of course, I've got my own children too, yes, who aren't at school because they're being homeschooled. My husband's working from home as well. So just like any working family, you're just juggling all these balls and trying to make everything work the best you can.
It truly is incredible amount of things that you continue to do. And the hills itself continues to grow?
It does. It's a growing community. So even though we're in the middle of a pandemic, you still see, you know, new houses popping up out at Box Hill and in North Kellyville. You're starting to see redevelopment around the train stations and more apartments popping up. So more and more people are still coming to the hills, which is a great problem for us to have. It's good that people want to live here in this community, though it does present challenges in terms of infrastructure and infrastructure delivery. So during this period, we're trying to get on top of some of our big infrastructure projects, like the swimming pool, for example, Heslett Road. Of course, we've run into some problems, you know, with lockdown, a lot of the contractors and workers coming from lockdown LGA, so that's made it a bit difficult for us. Some of the supply chains have been a bit slow too, but we're doing what we can to try and get on top of the infrastructure.
Have you had a thought, and this is a question without notice, and I'm sorry to ask you, but it's just a question, has there been any thoughts about, say, the Orange Blossom? Has there been, that'll probably be cancelled, but is there any thoughts of maybe having something that our community might be able to share and think that the events team might be looking at?
Yeah, there is. Look, we're hoping that we can run Orange Blossom Festival, though it'll be a bit later than what we would normally do. Normally it's the beginning of September, which is obviously not realistic, so... we're hoping that we might be able to do something later in the year. And if we can't do something physical, because normally we have our big Orange Blossom event and we have food trucks and fireworks and performers and entertainment and all those sorts of things, we'll try and find a way that we can still celebrate Orange Blossom Festival, because it's an important event for this community, because it's a reflection of where we've come, you know, a very rural past to where we are today, and then, of course, looking to the future. So we will try and find some way to still celebrate and recognise OBF, although it might not be the way that we would like to celebrate it. But unfortunately, there's some things you can't control. A pandemic and the weather, can't control either.
Yeah, absolutely. that's very, very true. Madam Mayor, my last question to you. Can't believe how quickly you've even now been thinking and throwing around the ideas. You haven't formulated anything, but to think about how the community may be able to assist with Christmas. We were talking yesterday, and with only, you know, 16 odd weeks to Christmas, again, the burden and the difficulties of people will be at the forefront, given that, you know, the assumption is that the COVID lockdown in some form, shape or another will be here till, you know, November at least. We need to be thinking, and you've been talking about thinking about how we can get the community together to try and help in that space. So I just want to congratulate you for that.
Oh, thank you. I think it's important that we do that, Jimmy. I think it's important that, you know, we recognise that for a lot of families in the hills, it's going to be a difficult Christmas. Even if we're out of lockdown, you can still go and see your family. You know, the pressures, the financial pressures created by not having a job or having reduced hours is obviously going to impact on the type of Christmas that people are having. So I just think we need to do whatever we can to give as many people as possible a happy Christmas.
And the other comment or conversation that we're having, you are a very formidable academic and so on. You've expressed to me your concerns and your prayers for students at school, but particularly those doing the HSC. That's a concern to you
Definitely. It's a difficult year for HSCers, that's for sure. I'm glad I did my HSC 20 years ago, that's for sure now. But I think it's difficult for them, and I think it's hard for any of the kids, really, in terms of being separated from their friends as well and in normal routine. I mean, my kids are in kindergarten, and they're even saying to me, we want to go back to school because we miss our friends. Yes. We miss playing in the playground, and believe it or not, we miss having lunch orders. The priorities of a six-year-old. It's difficult all around.
That's so lovely. And again, Madam Mayor, thank you for the concern and the welfare that you place on your constituents. You never stop getting people of all walks of life together to build a better community. Both Darren and I are just so grateful to be part of what you do, and you always have our support here at 90.5 and Spotlight in particular. Thanks for joining us today, and we wish you all the very best.
Thank you, and thank you for your support as well. Thanks for continually being dragged into my projects too. I appreciate it.
We love it. Have a great morning.
You too. See you soon.